of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, who hatest nothing that thou hast made, and dost forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. I start with that thing about what Lent is, what it may not be. It's not a time where we have to make arbitrary decisions about giving up something for the sake of Lent. What this tells us that God wants us to put off some of these things to draw closer to Him. So these disciplines are not, we're not obliged to observe these disciplines, but rather our Lord and Savior recommends them so we can draw closer to Him. So the theme of Lent is that of just putting off some of those garments of pleasure, some pleasure we may have, some of the foods we may like, some of the events that we might give up during this season of the year. So it's a time just to sort of have more silence, more time for prayer, more time for looking into the Scriptures, more time just to, as the psalmist says in 46, be still and know that I am God. I know stillness comes hard for me sometimes. I'm rather A-type and I always like something going on. But we have to realize, I have to realize, that sometimes silence is truly golden. Silence, and just spend that time in the presence of the Lord. So part of this, you go to the first Sunday of Lent, and then the call calls us to, O Lord, who for our sake this fast 40 days and 40 nights, give us grace to use such abstinence that our flesh, being subdued to the Spirit, may ever obey thy godly motions in righteousness and true holiness. So if we put off some of these things, then we'll have, you know, that time we spent going to a party, that time spent going to a movie, we might spend more time, again, in silence, in prayer, reading Scripture, reading a book that points you to the Scripture. And then today we come to the time where we start looking at ourselves. Again, staying away from those things which may, as the college says today, keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. God calls us back to Him. He doesn't want anything to hurt us. It's sort of like a child. He wants to pick something up that looks good. I remember one of my children, we were walking along in Washington, D.C., and one of them just picked up this wad of great bubble gum off the steps, I think, of the Supreme Court building and started to put them in his mouth. Don't do that. So God is telling us at different times, don't do that. It may look good, but don't do that. So the theme of Lent is basically just to empty ourselves of some of the trappings that we have in our life. The money that you might save in food, give it to a charity. That time that you might be spent in front of a movie, go visit the sick, the fatherless, the widow, even the one in jail. And I read this letter of St. Augustine, a homily from one of St. Augustine's homilies about St. John's Gospel. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. As these few words, Lord, are partly command and partly promise, let us do what He commanded and not merely desire what He promised, which would be presumptuous. Lest He should ask us at the judgment, have you done what I commanded, that ye may obtain what I promise? What have you commanded, O Lord our God? He tells you, that you follow me. You have sought advice and life. What life is not that of which is said, with you is the fountain of life. We must therefore get to work and follow the Lord. We must break the chains which impede our following Him. Now who can break those shackles unless he is aided by Him to whom it was said, you have loosed my bonds. Another psalm says of Him, the Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord raises up those who have fallen. What do those who have been freed and raised up follow if not the light of which they have heard? I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, for the Lord gives light to the blind. We are now enlightened, brothers, helped by the eyesight of the faith. The Lord's spittle was once mixed with the earth to anoint the man who was born blind. We too were born blind from Adam and need to be given sight by the Lord. He mixed spittle with earth. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He mixed spittle with earth so that it was predicted. Truth has sprung up from the earth. He tells us himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We shall enjoy the truth when we see face to face, for this too is promised us. Indeed, who would dare to hope for what God had not deigned either to promise or to give? We shall see face to face. The apostle tells us, now my knowledge is imperfect. Now I see in a mirror dimly, but when I shall see face to face. And the apostle John writes in his letter, beloved, we are God's children now. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. This is a tremendous promise. If you love, then follow. I do love, you say, but what way am I to follow? If the Lord your God said to you, I am the way, the truth, and the life, you desiring truth and eager for life would immediately seek the way to attain these. You would say to yourself, what a tremendous thing truth is. What a tremendous thing life is. Were there only the means by which my soul could reach them? Do you ask by what way? Listen to him saying to you, first of all, I am the way, before telling you whither he told you by what way. I am the way, he said. The way where? And the truth and the life. First he told you the way to come, then where? I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. While remaining with the Father, he was truth and life. Putting on flesh, he became the way. I think that's a key verse there of this homily. He was always the truth and the life. And when he became flesh, he became the way. You are not told, strive to find the way, that you may come to truth and life. No, you are not told this. Rise up, you lazy men. The way itself has come to you and awoken you from your sleep. If indeed you have been awakened, get up and walk. Perhaps you are trying to walk and not able because your feet hurt. Why do they? Have they been running over rough ground spurred on by avarice? The word of God has cured even the lame. Look, you say, I have sound feet, but I cannot see the way. He has given sight to the blind too. Thus the words of St. Augustine. Then he answered, I am not sent but the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And speaking of the woman that was vexed, she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered and said, and this is a great word, our Lord, of course, knew everything before it happened, and he was asking her a rhetorical question. It is not meet to take the children's dog bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, out of pure love and faith in him, but she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus, I can just imagine the expression, answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. He said something there that, you know, at first seems offensive, but he was testing her, knowing what she would say. He knew. We always have to remember, he asks these rhetorical questions, but he always knows the answer. And he knew that she would say what she said. Yes, we would eat the crumbs from under the table. So even the crumbs that would fall from this table would avail us eternal life through the sacrament. So this Lent, we're in the second, going into the second full week of it. Let's remember that God loves us, and the disciplines that we put upon ourselves to help us realize more what we are, where we need to be, follow our Lord into the wilderness and spend more time with him. Spend extra time in prayer. Visit the homeless and the fatherless if you have opportunity. and just dwell on His Word. And then at that time, at times when He calls you, just to be silent. Try to just keep all the trappings away from you and just give Him a few moments of silent prayer. God is very present help in the time of trouble. And God can be found so much more in silence than word at times. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.